David, which was said, Chazal say, by Esther Amalka when she went in, before she went in, on her way into Achashverosh. And that if on Taimis Esther, you say that Mizmor with Kavana, and afterwards you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to answer your tefillos, to answer your bakashas, what you're asking for, Bishchus Mordechai and Esther, so it's a big school for your tefillos to be answered. Just a tip. In the Mizmor, Kavbeis, one of the interesting things that Esther refers to is the fact that she was the Yisoma, that her father died while her mother was expecting, and her mother died at childbirth or soon afterwards. She says, Ki ata gochi mi baten mavtichi ashtei mi alecha ashlachti merachem. Upon you I was thrown right when I came out of my mother's womb. Mi beten imi keli ata. Since I came out of my mother's stomach, you were my God immediately. Al tirchak mi meni ki tzorak hova. Now don't distance yourself from me, because danger is near. Ki eno zer. There's nowhere else to turn. There's no one else to help. So it's very interesting that Esther is talking about her own personal life and what she went through, that she didn't have parents. What does that do with anything? You're going to Achashverosh right now. You're the queen. You're scared whether he's going to accept you, he's not going to accept you. You're coming to beg on behalf of your people, and you're supposed to be thinking about Klai Yisrael right now. Why is Esther, when she's davening for Klai Yisrael, referring to the fact that she's an orphan? What does this do with anything? And the pshat that I heard said to my Rabbi of Stav said to me that the pshat in this mizmor is that Esther realized that, you know, her whole life she didn't understand necessarily why is it that she grew up specifically the way that she did without any parents since she was a baby. And all of a sudden now she realizes why she had to grow up that way. Because in order to be able to understand the Jewish people and to put herself in their shoes and to properly represent them and to daven on behalf, she needed to feel as helpless and as there's in the same way that Bnei Yisrael, they had nowhere to turn, no one else that could take care of them. She needed to know what that felt like. And growing up without parents, so she had it ingrained in her to know what it was that felt like. One thing that we see from over here is that the situations that we're born into and the struggles that we have naturally and the things that we happen upon our lifetime, often we look at them as obstacles that get in the way of really what the main job is to do. But from the true perspective, we're going to end up finding out that no, they weren't obstacles. They were the building blocks that got us to the places that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be able to get to. That we can only be the people that we end up becoming because of those, what seems to be obstacles, but they're really the steps up, the rungs up the ladder to get to the greatness that each one of us have within us. The Gra says that it used to be during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, one would be able to go to a Navi, and the Navi would tell him what his tafkid is in this world. What's your purpose? What job you should go into, and what area in Torah you're going to excel the most in, and what you should be mechadesh within, where should you put your main focus, and your main chesed, what should they be in? And you would go to the Navi, and the Navi would direct you based on, he would know the shorash of your neshama. So nowadays we don't have that, and the way that a person can know what it is that they're put into this world for is if the things that come the hardest to you, where you find your struggles to be the most, where your challenges are the most, that's your letter from Hashem telling you that's what it is that I want you to work on. That's your main job. The Gra talks about how nowadays we're all, we've all been here before. We've spoken about this a little bit in Emunah Shiur on Tuesdays, how the idea of Gilgal, that everybody, that our neshamas that have been here before in the world, there's no more new neshamas anymore. And what our neshama failed in, or didn't complete, or didn't finish in previous lifetimes, is part of a neshama's job in the life that they're put in now. And something that's extra difficult, or extra hard for you now in your lifetime, is like a marker. Like, what's that thing when you have like a map on Google Maps, like a flag, a pin. So like a pin to know like where your greatness lies, or what one of your jobs is during your lifetime. Don't miss that, because that's why you're here. The challenges, that the things that come the hardest to you, whether you were born into, or they happened to you, or whether because of something you did wrong, or So those are the reasons why it is that we're here, and that's our like going to a Navi nowadays to direct us. You have a few people could sit down and try to learn for a few hours straight, or try to learn for an hour straight. And every one of them have to go through a different struggle in order to be able to make it through that hour. One person has to focus, has to fight his focusing issues. Another person has to push out of his head his girlfriend challenges. Another one has to push out of his head what's going on back at home, or some social situation now, or whatever other thing is getting, maybe he feels sick and he has a headache. Everybody has to go through a different fight and struggle to be able to learn that hour, two, or three, four, five, or 14 that he's trying to do. At the end of the day, when you come to Shemayim, what you present to Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't those 14 hours, but it's what it was that you had to go through in order to learn that time. When you come to Shemayim, it's not just the mesechtas that you learned that you present to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's what it was that went into your being able to learn that mesechta. So even if you have two people learned exactly the same list of mesechtas the same number of times, they're not presenting the same thing to Hashem, because they're each presenting the entire path that it took to get there. And the mashal they give for that is that the difference between, let's say, somebody has to go from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. So it doesn't matter whether you take a bus, or you take a cab, or you take a train, or you walk there. At the end of the day, you had to get to Tel Aviv, and it doesn't matter the path that you took to get there. When you go on a hike, let's say a lot of times you go on the hike and you end up in the same place that you came back, or the bus just drove somewhere. He went to some air-conditioned place, got himself some free food that the drivers get in different stores, and they come back and wait for you, at the other end. You're like, why don't I just hang out with him all the time? He had it so much easier. Why don't I just stay on the bus, and then he'll also get me to the other end. But the idea is that on the hike, the goal isn't just to get the other side. It's the entire path through it, the ups and the downs and the fight they have to do to get through that entire struggle of the hike. That was the point of the hike. And the same thing with this, with lifetime. It's not just to get the other side pure and clean, having, done all the mitzvot and learned all the Torah, but it's the entire struggle that you go through, how you fought your Yetzirah, and how you dealt with every obstacle that fell in front of you. That's what it is that we present to Kadosh Baruch Hu after 120 years. We're gonna see that now we're learning about the building of the Mishkan. In Parshas Noso, when they start using the Mishkan for the first time, we'll end with this last idea. So when Aaron HaKohen approached the Mizbeach to bring the first korban that he was going to ever bring as a Kohen Gadol, so he got scared. The pasuk says that Moshe said to Aaron, Krav el Mizbeach, approach the Mizbeach. And Chazak explained why he told him to approach the Mizbeach, because he was scared to get close. He was scared to come close to the Mizbeach. And the Mefarshim explained that when Aaron looked at the Mizbeach, all he saw in front of him was an Egel. He saw Egel, he saw Chete Egel. Chatasi Lenegdi Tamid, that Aaron always felt bad of his involvement in Chete Egel, even though it wasn't B'Kavana, he didn't want to help further Chete Egel, he was just trying to distract the people and to prolong it and wait that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu will still come down and they'll never carry this out. But still, since he helped to enable Chete Egel, he always felt terrible about that. And now, when it came time to bring him his back, to bring kapara for Bnei Israel, he was thinking, how could I bring kapara to them when I carry such a sin of Egel? He's looking at the Mizbeach, and that's all he sees. He can't approach the Mizbeach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, approach the Mizbeach, l'kach nifcharta. It's because you've been through that, because you fell, and because then you picked yourself up and you did tshuva, it's specifically for that reason that you could be a representative of the Jewish people and bring a korban on their behalf and bring atonement for them. The pasuk continues, Aaron went to the Mizbeach, he brought the korban, and then it says that he blessed the people for the first time. He did Birkas Kohanim, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerach, Yerushim Panev Elech Panecha, and then he went down from doing the korban chatas. And the Or HaChaim asks, what does that mean? He brought the chatas, he put the korban on, then he blessed the people, and then he went down from the Mizbeach. It should have been in a different order. You bring the chatas, you go down from the Mizbeach, and then you bless the people. What are you blessing the people from on top of the Mizbeach? And the Or HaChaim there explains that what happened was he brought the korban and fire didn't come down from Shemayim like it was supposed to. It was supposed to be that a fire would come down from Shemayim, eat up the korban, and that would show that Kadosh Baruch Hu was happy with them, that their kapara was received. And the fire wasn't coming down, and Aaron was standing there. You see, I am unworthy to be a representative of the Jewish people. I am not the right person to be bringing this korban. The fire is not coming down. This isn't being accepted. And he sat there and he kept on doing cheshbon nefesh. What am I still lacking? Why is this korban not being accepted? And then he realized, says the Or HaChaim, wait a second. When I enabled Chayta Egel, not only was that a chel Hashem, and not only did I help bring back an Egel, but I brought klal to the Jewish people. Hakadosh Baruch Hu cursed the Jewish people because of me. He punished them. He brought curse upon them. I need to now, as a tikkun for that, I need to now bless the Jewish people and bring blessing to them. So while on top of the mizbeach, before the fire came down for the first time ever, he stretched out his hand. He said, "Yirecha Hashem v'yishmerecha," and then the fire came down from Shemayim and ate up the korban, and that was his tikkun. The Baal HaTurim says over there that it was at that moment that Aaron was also zocha to the matnos kahuna. All the matnos kahuna that we now give them during the Beis HaMikdash they gave, and some that we still give till today to the Kohanim, the Birkas Kohanim that we still do until today, it was all because of Aaron's original involvement in the sin of Chet Egel and then his doing of tshuva and the process that he went through. So even when the obstacle that befell you was because of your own sin that you did, but the way that you pick yourself up and the way that your chosen b'tshuva brings you to higher places than you were before, and it ends up being that you could specifically reach your heights because of how you pick yourself up from when you had fallen down. So it's not just, you get yourself back up to where you were before, but if you fall, you now have the opportunity to bring yourself up to even higher than you were before. And a lot of what we see, what came from Aaron afterwards, was specifically because of the fact that he had once sinned and then picked himself up.